song, right? Karen?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she never puts up.
She sent us a meal that she did.
Yeah, don't worry, it doesn't matter.
What?
Doesn't mean she's gonna do it.
Was it one of my the guys in the class said that he got a good
one? Every time she'll get there by today, probably.
I have class today.
Precisely. Don't worry about it. She does as many things to frustrate you as possible, but she'll give you an A by the end of the semester.
I really hope she gets me an A.
It's a very frustrating
A. Do you have an A?
Okay, let's go, guys. In here, there.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's begin with the following. It's 11 already, no?
Yeah.
Okay, let's begin. So let's begin with the first concept we want to see is what's the teich and the bryce of a pirish? Okay? Jake, are you with me? What does pirish mean? What does it mean, pirish? Okay? He was boiled bilis mitzvah, and then he was pirish. So what does that mean, that he was pirish? Okay? What was he pirish? What was he porish for? So, Rashi says beferish on the top there, upoirish, that he was porish because of what? He had to do the what? He has to do the kfura. That's what Rashi says. He was porish in order to be kovar his mace. Once he's kovar his mace, he's usher and bia, because then there's a din of avelis, and varv shebetzin arnoeg, there's an isser of tasri shemitah. So we see beferish that according to Rashi, let's get it down. Rashi teaches that pirish means he was pirish in order to what? He was pirish in order to do kfura of his mace and bury his father. And therefore, once he buries his father, there's a velus that's chal on him. And therefore, Allah lamaisa, not a velus, but the shuvis yemei mishnah, all the dinim of Verm Shabbatin are knowing in the 14 days. Because the first is shuvis yemei mishnah and then the shuvah. So that's how Rashi touches the word, the kaiver, pirish. He was pirish, kedi shik, for his meso. Poshib shad is, who pirish, Allah lamaisa means, the poshib shad is the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah says from the Shittim Mekubetzes. Okay, I gave you, the mask of the Kosovo Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. Why was he pirish? Because he's an Aine. And Aine is also B'tash Roshamite. We allowed it, we allowed Bilas Mitzvah. That we allow, but afterwards he's got to be pirish from her. Okay, so the pirish is right after he lives with her, he can't live with her again, even before the Levaya, even before he does the Levaya's usher. So the other pshat is that what? Is that Avram, he's usher because of what? He's usher because of Aninus, okay?
Who was that, Rush?
That was the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. Shittim Mekubetzes is called the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, okay? Here, you want to use the Gemara? Yes, okay. What'd you say?
He's Osir because he's an
One. We allowed One. We only allowed it because of Vilas Mitzvah. We allowed Vilas Mitzvah that we allowed. Okay?
That would be against the
Rambam. Right. Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah says, the Rambam says Onen is Mutter, who might say Aninus. Here, Daniel. Okay? You follow me? Yeah, that would be against the Rambam. Rambam said there Aninus is Heter. Right. Like we said yesterday, according to the Rambam, everything is fine. Lamais, you could say Pirish, you could learn the Rashi, to do Kvura. You know?
They did the Kvura and then they made Rashi.
Right, but Pirish was to do the Kvura. No. Pirish is to do the Kvura. There's no machlokes in what happened in the Gemara. Let's get it clear. What happened in the Gemara? The Gemara says that the father died. What we do is we put the mace aside, they get married, they have Bilas Mitzvah, and then they're Pirish. Then they do the Levaya. Now, what does Pirish mean? So Rashi says it means he's Pirish from her. What did the word Pirish mean? To do the Kvura. And therefore, once he's done the Kvura, we know the Shevis Me Mishnah, and during Shiva, will be also Verm Shebetzina Noeg. According to the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, the Pshat is that Pirish meant that Pirish means the Bia is Usser, Lamaisa. The Shaila had to touch the word pirish. You follow me? So Rashi, the Ram would say perhaps like Rashi. He was pirish in order to, you know, to do the Kfura Smeis. He went away from her. He went away from her in order to do Kfura Smeis. It's not speaking to...
It's not
speaking to whether he's Mutter with B'Shas Aninus or not. Yeah. He might be Mutter B'Shas Aninus. He is Mutter according to the Rambam. It just means Rashi touches... Right, Rashi's touching the word pirish. He was pirish to do the Kfura Smeis. Once they do the Kfura Smeis... Then the Sheva Brachas and the Shiva starts and he's usher to him. Okay? That's how Rashi will learn. One sec. The Shita Mekubetzes, the Talmid Rebbe Ben Yoyna learns differently. He learns that it means that what Bishas Aninus. What does Aninus mean? Aninus means that it's Aser during what? It's also Tasha Shemitah during Aninus. So we Aser Tasha Shemitah, Lomaisa. How do we allow it? Bias Mitzvah? Special Hector for Bias Mitzvah. That's number two. Let me just say the Shitas and we'll get to your question. Okay, Ezra, okay? Those are the two Shitas. Now let's get to the Taisa. We'll get to your point on two Meir Simta as well. Let's get the Taisas inside. Let's get the Taisas and I'll take the questions, okay? Let's see the Taisas inside. Go ahead, Nisan. Let's read the Taisas. Boil Bilas Mitzvah Pirish. Go ahead.
Boil Bilas Mitzvah Pirish. Kurim Sheyikbar Hamis. Ablachar Sheyikbar Lo. Kanamrina Besama Kvarim Shel Sina Noe. Dadi Lo Yikatani Kolosan Ayam Yoshim Bin Anoshim Kule. Niu Mirisho Dov.
Ah, so let's get this. So Tulsus learns Boil Bilas Mitzvah Pirish is Kodim Sheyikbar Hamis. Right? But once there's a kvura, that's aser, right? Now, what does it mean? Can I mean b'samach farm shabbatzina noi? What does that mean? Can I mean b'samach? Later in the Amud, the Gemara brings a raya from the last statement in the Brisa, who yashim in anashim, who yashim in anashim, that during moe, during yontif, and for our purposes, during Sheva Bracha, Shiva Simi Mishta, yes, there is an iser of Durim shabbatzina noi. And where is the raya quoted from? From the end of the Brisa, who Yashim and Anashim, they couldn't be to have Yichud together. So since they couldn't have Yichud together, you see that what? You see they couldn't have Yichud together, so you see that there is a what? That there is an Isser. Okay? There are three parts of this Brisa. And the Gemara is Medayik later from the third part of the Brisa. That there's an Isser of Durim Shebetzin and Noeg Tokhna Moeg. Okay? And that's what it means. The Dayik Lemenitani Kol Osun Yamu Yashim and Anashim Chulei. Go ahead. Miu. Lo havin matzah lemeida. From the ratio, it's not possible to make a deal. What was the ratio, the brisa? Go ahead, the dafka. Oh, why don't you bring a raya from there that they had bias mitzvah and they put the mace away? They put the mace in the chadar and then they had it, and then they had what bias mitzvah, right? Mashma that what? Mashma that what? That they had Bilas Mitzvah, and that was a het. Why isn't that a very clear raya that what? That in fact, halacha l'maisa, we assume that Dvarim Shebetzina what? Dvarim Shebetzina are considered to be Noeg Nisr. That Dvarim Shebetzina are Noeg Nisr. Doesn't that line imply that Mace was in the Cheder? They didn't do the Biro yet, and then they had Bia. Doesn't that show the concept that Dvarim Shebetzina are Noeg? Doesn't that show the concept of Rav Shabbatzin Arnoeg during Avelis? They dafka want to have the Bia during Aninus. We discussed yesterday at great length. Aninus is before the Leviathan. Onen is after the Leviathan. Doesn't that line show that? Again, what are we trying to show? We're trying to prove Rav Shabbatzin Arnoeg betoch what? Betoch Avelis and betoch Sheva Brachas. Right? So the fact that they had the Bia before Avelis began, doesn't that show that? It's a good raya. So why does he slug it up? Go ahead, Damatzi. Because it's possible to read the Brisa that they had the Bia when? After the what? After the Levaya. Maybe they put the mace away in the Cheder, and then they did the Levaya. They put the Cheder, and then they did Levaya, and then he had Bia during what? During Avelis, during Shiva, which would be the opposite of what we're trying to prove. We're trying to prove during Shabbatzin Arnoe during what? During the Sheva Brachas and during Shiva, right? So you can slug it up and say, you don't have to read it like that. If you read the line being like that, who says when they put the mace away in the room? Maybe they put the mace away in the room and then they did the Levi and then he was bald. And that shows completely opposite. So that's why you can't prove it from that line, okay? That's why you can't prove it from that line. Because it's the opposite of what we're trying to prove. Okay? You follow me, Avram?
Why did he put them in the room?
That's what the Gemara means. They were machnis the mace to the cheder, and they took care of the mace, halacha l'maisa, and that's what they did. They took care of the mace, and they were marech the chuppah l'maisa, and that's what they did. You're saying, why would that be l'maisa? Why would that be? No, in other words, when the mace is nikbar, you could slug it up and say, boil be mitzvahs, even after the avelis was done. In other words, what they meant is machnisin emes l'chadar is only going on the chuppah. Meaning that what? That you could set up the chuppah. You follow me? They were machnas l'mesli. You're making a good point. They were machnas l'mesli l'cheder. Then they had the chuppah, but the bia was done after the levaya.
After the kura.
Yeah, levaya is a kura. Same thing. You follow what I'm saying? You hear what I'm just saying? You could have read that line as being like that, which would be the opposite of what we're trying to prove. We're trying to prove the Rosh Shabbatin are usher during Sheva Brachas and during what? And during the Shiva. Daniel, you got me? That line, you could say the opposite. You could say that he had the bia during Shiva. So that line doesn't prove, it proves really the opposite. And what Machnis is the mace is, we put the mace away, do the chuppah, then do the levi, and then he's bowler. Shiv already began. You follow me, Ellie? That's why that line, you can't prove it from the first line. Because it would come out fakeret. Okay? So you have to get this Tyson shot. We'll take all the questions first. Yeah, go ahead, Daniel.
Yeah,
I'll get to all your questions, Ezra and Mayor Simba, but it's on the shot. Yeah, go ahead.
Didn't
Rabbi
say that the whole reason why they are Shavachot is because they were caused by the fact that the idea.
That's Ladina. That's the way after it's all said and done, the correct shot. But the Tosas is trying to build pull. Why couldn't we proving this halacha that there's an Isra of Tasha Shemitah during Sheva Brachas and during Shiva from the third part of the Brisa? Why couldn't you prove it from the first and second part? So we're talking in theory. To reread the Brisa. You could have reread the Brisa. If you could have reread the Brisa, that's why you can't prove it from the first point. You follow me?
No, I don't.
What are we trying to prove? That's what you have to get in this Tosas. What are we trying to prove? We're trying to prove that Dvarim Shibit Sinar No. You know what that means?
Yes.
That means an Isra of Tasha Shemitah. During Sheva Brachas and during Shiva. The Gemara brings a riot from the third part of the Brisa, which is he slept with the men and she slept with the women. That's the last part. Tosas says, by the way, why couldn't you bring a riot from the first part? What was the first part of the Brisa?
That
we put the mace away and then he's boal bilis mitzvah. Doesn't that prove that we do the bia before the Shiva begins? That would prove the same halacha, right? No, Tosas says. Because I could reread the Brisa and say they put the mace away, they get a chuppah, then they do the levaya. They do the kfura, and then they have bia. Fakir, I could reread the Brisa and say the bia was done during Shiva, which is the opposite of what we're trying to prove. That's why the Gemara couldn't prove it from the first part of the Brisa.
Then they have bia, and then they have the 7 days of Shavuot.
What'd you say?
Then they have bia, and then they have the 7 days of Shavuot.
Right, then they would have bia, and then they would, in essence, they're having bia during the time of the Sheva Brachos and the Shiva, right, afterwards. You're right, it's really bia during the Sheva Brachos. You're absolutely right, then. That's a technical issue. But the bia would be after already the kvura. That's what we're saying. You understand what I'm saying? We're trying to prove you cannot have the bia during the shiva, Lamaisa. You follow me? So, if I care, I can reread the Brisa and say they had the bia during the shiva brachas and during the shiva. That's why you cannot prove it from the ratio. You cannot skim this Tosas. That's what Tosas is saying here. Okay? You got me, Daniel? It's a very good point, Avram. Ellie, clear? Okay, next line. Go ahead. So Rashba and Tais is the Rash Mishans. Go ahead. Oh, now the Rash Mishans says, so to prove from the second part of the Brisa, the word Porish. Porish is that what? They only allowed Bilas Mitzvah. You're not allowed to have Bia with her during the Sheva Brachas or during the Shiva Simen Mishnah. That's a proof. Why did the Gemara prove it from the second part of the Brisa? Go ahead. Bo-Marie.
Bo-Marie,
the Havim Matzah L'Meymar.
Porish Mishum Dam Vesulim. Can I read on the Perek Tinokos? V'Mehu Yashon Ben Ha'Nashim Dayek Shaker.
Oh, so what's the answer to that? Why can't you prove it from the fact Porish? You know always Porish? Because if the Mishnah Mesech is needed, and Dav Samech Emet Beis, let's get it, that according to the Mishnah Achrona, they were Gozer Dam Vesulim Alts Dam needed. Anytime a man lives with the first time with his wife and he sees Dom, even though it's Dom from the Psulim, it's not, it's considered to be Dom needed. He has to be Pirish. And therefore, Lamaisa, that's why, Halach Lamaisa, he has to be Pirish. So maybe that's what Pirish means. Pirish doesn't mean out's what? Tasha Shamita, that's Hasar during what? During the Sheva Brachas and during Shiva. Maybe he was Pirish because of Dom Psulim. That's why you can't bring a riot from the second part of the Brisa. You got me? Daniel, that's how Tosa shoots down those two parts of the Brisa. You got me? Maybe it was Porsche because of Dam Basulim. Go ahead. Aval. But the third part of the Brisa, go ahead. That's because of Avelis. Go ahead, why? Because if it's because of Dam Basulim, which is considered to be like Dam Nida, go ahead. Yeah, the Gemara is going to say in Amud Beis, and also on the bottom here, if you live with your wife once, you can have yichud with your wife as anita. What did we say the makor was yesterday in Sanhedrin Lamaches Manalf? Quotes a poskin shir shirim, he a hedge of roses. What's it called? Suga b'ashoshanim. Right? So what do you mean to tell me? If the whole thing is outzdam nidos, he can't have yichud with her. So what's going on here? So you can't tell me who Yashem and Anashim is because of what? Dam nidus. Go ahead, Ode. Ah, all 14 days have the same reasoning because of Avelis. Not because you'll tell me the first seven is because of what? You know, the whole reason, the whole time, all those days are mashma, the whole reasoning of Avelis. It's all because of Avelis. Right? It's all because of Avelis. So since it's all because of Avelis, halacha l'maaseh, it's all mashma, one reasoning. You know, what would the reasons be? The first seven would be usher because of what? Theoretically. What would the first seven be usher because of? What do you say, guys? What would the first seven be? All the days. Yemei Mishnah, they're usher because of one reasoning, of Avelis, right? The Shivi Yemei Mishnah, Noeg Avelis, the Sinach Ram. Allah Chalam is even Avelis Befresia. Don't tell me it's all mashma that it's all one day. You can't tell me that what? All those days, Yemei Mishnah Avelis is because of what? Is because of Avelis. Which one would be, which set would be because of Nidus? Which seven would be because of Nidus? Which one? Which one do you think? The first or the second set would be also because of Nidus. Probably the first set would be Asatz Nidus, right? You're going to tell me the first one's Asatz Nidus and the second one's Avelis? You know what I'm saying? It's mashma all one reasoning, Lamaisa. It's mashma all one reasoning. So it's all one reasoning. That's what he says. It's all one reasoning. Chulichat time mishum Avelis. It's all because of Avelis. It's not because of Pirish, because of Dam Nidus, and then what? And then Avelis. You follow what I'm saying? It's mashma that all 14 days are Asatz Avelis. So he shoots down this region. So it must be. So therefore, halacha l'maisa, you have to say that Brisa holds like who? I want you to get this down. You have to say that Brisa holds like the Mishnah Rishona that Dam Psulim is not Tamei Atz Nidah. Please get it. There's a Mishnah Rishona and a Mishnah Achrona and a Maseches Nidah on Daf Samech Emet Beis. There's a Mishnah Rishona and a Mishnah Achrona. You remember we had Mishnah Rishona and Mishnah Achrona by Giyazman, Velo Nisu, and the Mishnah Tzubis Lin Zayin. A lot of times in Shas and Mishnah, there's Mishnah Rishona and Mishnah Achrona. The Mishnah Rishona holds that Dam Psulim is not like Dam Nidah. And therefore, you don't have to what? You can't be Masber Porish Alts Dam what? Alts Dam Psulim. Because it's Takanah. So Tosa shoots that down. You got this? So it cannot be because of what?
I thought
it is Dam. No. Tosa said, maybe you want to medayik it from the second part of the Brisa, which is Porish. Porish is because of what? Porish is because you can't have Bia during the Shiva. That, why did the Gemara medayik from the second one? No, Porish means Alts Dam Nidos. That's only if you assume Dam Asum is like Dam Nidus. But that's wrong, because it doesn't read in. You don't have to be Pirish Alts Dam Nidus Alts Yichud. Remember? Once you live with her, you're Mutter, because of Suga Bashashanim. So it must be that Halach Lamaisa, the Pirish is not Alts what? Not Alts what? What is the Pirish not because of? Not because of Dam Asum. Because this Taisus holds, this price holds that Dam Asum is not like Dam Nidus.
But you have to be Pirish. You still have to be Pirish.
But for a different reason. Why don't you have to be Parish? Because of Dam Sum. Because Dam Sum are not Dam Nidus, according to this price. We don't paskin like this.
So according to that explanation, you would be able to explain.
Yes, we're trying to shoot down halachalam at the end of the day. At the end of the day, after you said everything, what is the raya from? Hu Yashem ben Anashim. But the reason why you couldn't have proved it from the second part, because you could have said it's Alts Dam what? Alts Dam Sum. But after it's all said and done that we've proven, Daniel, you with me? After it's all said and done, we've proven from the third part of the Brisa that Hu Yashem and Anashim is Alts Avelis, why Tak is it Porish not because of Dam Nidus? Why is Porish not because of Dam Nidus? Because Dam Sum is not Dam Nidus, according to this Brisa. I'm saying after it's all said and done. You follow what I'm saying?
If you're saying that we can just prove that, can we just prove the whole idea be medayik from a parish if we're saying that Dam
Nidus? No, you can't be medayik it from our purpose, Dvarim Shebitzin and Noe, because Yichud is not usher with a needed. So it doesn't, you can't touch the word parish because of that. The word parish is because of what? What is the word parsha? I could not prove it. Halacha lemaisa, after it's all said and done, the pirish is not, it's from what? No, the pirish is not because of what? Tam besulim. After it's all said and done. The pirish, the reason why you have to be pirish is because we only allow aninis. We only allow aninis, whichever pshat you want to say. We only allow aninis is mutter betashma shamita, like we said according to the Rambam. Or we only allow bias mitzvah, halacha lemaisa. That's why. I want to know what the word pirish means. What does the word pirish mean? What does the word pirish mean? So what did Rashi start off saying? Rashi was saying pirish is in order to do what? The kvur. Correct? How do you translate the word of pirish? Let's start again. How do you translate the word of pirish? What does the word pirish mean according to Rashi? He left her to bury his what? His father. That's it. Done. Correct? That's according to Rashi. What did the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah say in the Shittim Gumbetzis? What does the word Porish mean? Now you guys tell me. We're art school. Let's translate it. What does Porish mean?
Only now he's mutter, but
after. What does Porish mean? Separates from having bia with her. He separates from having bia with her because an onen is aser b'tashu shemitah. We allowed it, though, only for bia's mitzvah. After he does bia with her, he's got to leave her. He can't have be with her again. The word parish is referring to him being with her. According to Rashi, the parish was him separating, his leaving her to go do the Leviathan. You follow what I'm saying? Rashi, according to Rashi, wasn't speaking to whether he's living with her again or not. It's talking about his job to bury his father. Avram, you got what I'm saying? That's how Rashi's touching the parish.
Rashi could be saying that.
We don't know. We don't know. Rashi, that's what I said to Daniel. Rashi might be holding like the Rambam. Rashi might be holding like the Rambam. Maybe be his mutter. All I'm saying is Rashi is being mitar game. The word porish means he's going to do his levaya. He doesn't speak to what the status is regarding what? Regarding the salvaka. You follow me? Once he does the levaya, he cannot have tashramita with her. We know that. But I'm saying Porish was in order to do kfur. That's what Rashi said. Uporish v'yikbrusa meis miyad. He's walking away from her, and he'll do the levaya. Once he does the levaya, he's no longer mutter to her. Okay? Ezra, you got that? That's what Rashi says. What did Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah say? What did Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah say? What does the word Porish mean?
Separate from her.
Separate from her, because he can't have beer with her, because an onin's also to have beer. How do you have beer with her originally? Beer smith of the Medahatr. Okay? Beer smith of the Medahatr. Okay, that's two pshatim so far. Now we did the Tisus. Within the Tisus, we're not yet done with the Tisus. Within the Tisus, Tulsa's job was to point out why the Gemara later on was medayek. You got me? Why the Gemara later on was medayek that Dvarim Shebetzina are usher during the Sheva Brachas and during Shiva from the third part of the Brisa. Correct? Which is who Yashin ben Anashim and Anashim ben Anashim. Yeah? Now, why couldn't he medayek it from the first shot?
Because he wouldn't have learned it from
the first part of the Brisa? Because the first part of the Brisa could be that what? He put the mace away, they did the chuppah, and then what?
And then after
what? And then after the kfura, really was bowler. Correct, which would be the opposite of what we're trying to prove. That's how he discounted the first part. Now he says, why don't you go from the second part? What's the second part? The word porish. Aha! Ring a bell. Now emerges a third shot of what porish would have been. What is porish? Porish could mean alzdam what? Alzdam besulim, which the Mishnah Rona in Nida considers it to be dam needed, right? Why does he say that that's wrong? Because you don't have to have, there's no Isser of Yichud with your wife who's in Nida if you live with her once, based on Sugah Bash Hashanah. So that's wrong. So what was the Gemara Medayik from? Who Yashin bin Anashim, plus the fact that what? It's mistaber that there's one rhyme and one reason that asked all 14 days, outs avelis. Don't tell me the first 7 outs damnidos and the second 7 outs avelis. You follow what I mean? It's all one reason. Okay, you got me? But I'm asking you, after it's all said and done, now, Tosos said that the rye is from what? The third part of the rye. What is the word Porish mean according to Tosos?
Porish means tamina.
What'd you say?
No.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that.
He's Porish from having
Bia with her. Correct. That's the way Tyson would say it. Because what I'm saying is, why doesn't he say par? Why is that? Why is parish midam besulin wrong, according to this brisa? Because this brisa holds like the Mishnah Rishona that dam besulin is not what dam needed.
Tosos says like Rabbeinu Yonah.
What'd you say?
Tosos says like Rabbeinu Yonah. Yeah.
Could be, or he could say like Rashi. Lomaisin, at the end of the day, how you translate the word parish. But what I'm saying is it emerges, what I want you to get down, what emerges is a third possibility of what parish might be, Damnitis, that he shoots down. So if I ask you, if I give you a bechina, what we just did the first 25 minutes, give me the three pshatim, how to touch the word parish. Either like Rashi to do the kfura, either like Tamir Rebbe Yonah, he was parish from living with her again because an onin's asmitash, which means there's a special had to be a smitza, or the third possibility, which Tosha shot down, was parish alts dam. Nidos. You got me? Because Dam Nidos is Dam Sulim. But Tosa shot that down. So Lamaisa, Porish could be like what? Like you said. Could be like Tamid Rebbe Yonah. It could be like Rashi. Why doesn't he say because of Dam Sulim? Because he held like the Mishnah Rishonah, this Brisa, that Dam Sulim is not Dam Nidos. You got what I'm saying? Daniel, you got what I'm saying? Okay? After it's all, we don't hold like that. We Paskin and Dam Sulim are like Dam Nidos. Luchum. We're going to get you in a second. Let me get you a card. Be your patient. Okay, you follow what I'm saying? That's what it means when it's all said and done. That's what I mean when it's said, all said and done. Halach lamais. Now you might say to me, one second, let me just finish this point and then I'll get to you. You might say to me, Rebbe, why on earth would I have entertained that Parish Mentzal Dam Nidos? We're learning Hilchos Avelis here. We're not learning Hilchos Dam Sulim. Is that correct? Would you agree with me on that? No, I mean, that's a legitimate kasha. You know, that's that kasha that's on Sofer. I mean, why would the Mishnah start saying zogging about Hilchos Anidit? We're talking about Hilchos Avelis. So you know what the answer is? Listen to this. Maybe they would only gozer Dam Besulim on women that are us only 7 days. But this woman's going to be us for 2 weeks. So maybe I'd have a Havamina that they would not be gozer Dam Besulim out Dam Nidit for this specific case because the woman would be us for 2 weeks. Kamashman, they still would. Chassam Sofer says, "Why? How could you even bring up the possibility we're talking about Dam Nidos? We're talking about Hilchos Avelis, sir. Why would a Porish beat out Dam Nidos? Because I'd have a Havamina that maybe they would say Dam Nidos is like Dam Sulim is like Dam Nidos by a woman that's going to be a Porish from her husband 7 days. But a woman's going to have to be Porish 14 days? Maybe even the sheet that holds that Dam Sulim is like Dam Nidos, we wouldn't say that. And Kamashman, we do. But that's all legitimatized this possibility that Tosa shoots down. You got me?
Yeah.
Tosa shot this down. But I'm saying even in the possibility that it was a pshat, why would it be here? It's not Hilchos Avel, it's Hilchos Nidit. The Torah says, no, it chapan afkemine, because maybe they wouldn't be megozer. It's a beautiful pshat of the Chassam Sofer. You hear what I'm saying?
Even if you'd say that they're the same, it might not be the same.
In this case, correct, because there's a 14-day period they have to separate. That's too much. Maybe they would be Mekel in this case. Kamash Mulan, no, that it's Usher. But Tosa shoots that down anyway. Because why would there be an Isser Yichud? Okay? So that's what I want to bring out, Lamais, from this Taisa so far. So let's, in the beginning of Shir, Eldi had Akasha, Ezra had Akasha, and Meir Simcha. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I just had a question on what Rebbe's saying now.
Yes.
I don't understand how we're referring from Tosa that he holds like the missionary Shona, because he was entertaining the fact that Dam Sulim is Dam Nidah. It says the reason why it's not a problem is because Yeshnai Mokadamar of Yosef, which means it really holds like the Mishnah Achrona that it would Dam Nusum would be Dam Nidah, but we don't worry about it because he was with her already. So it's like Sukabas Hashani, which means that he does.
That means Uporish is not because of Dam Nidus. Do you agree with me on that? In the Pshat.
No, I think he's saying Porish would be Dam Nidos.
No, it's
but
not.
But we can't learn from there because...
No, he's saying it's wrong. No, he's saying that the type of the
wrong
word...
Why is it wrong? Because it's okay to be with her.
No, it's wrong because halacha lamaisa, it doesn't fit the rest of the brisa because there's a heter of yichud, correct?
Right.
So therefore it's wrong.
Which
you can't translate the word Porish because of Dam Nidos. Because the rest of the brisa makes no sense. That's exactly what he says. That's exactly what he says. Look what he says. He says it makes no sense. He says, what's the lashon?
Dimishum nidos, given the bal ishto,
yeshne imo. Right. Given the bal ishto, yeshne imo. Can I remember Yosef Besomuch?
Which means he's saying,
which means the rest of the brisa doesn't make any sense that they have to separate. So it's not outstanding.
He's talking about Avelis.
Which is why the word poiresh is outs what? Outs avelis, either outs like Rashi or outs like Oisaronet.
But it must be that he holds that Dam Besulim is referring to Dam Nidos.
No, I'm saying also the other reason, the other step you will take is why is poiresh? Okay, it doesn't fit in the Bryson.
Right.
Right? But why theoretically does he not have to be poiresh because of that? Why does he not have to be poiresh because of that? At the end of the day, translate the word of poiresh. Why isn't it because of Damnitus? I said because it doesn't...
Because Sukkah Basrashana.
No. It doesn't... No, it can't be poiresh because we said the reason why he's Yashin Menanashim is because of what? It's not because of the Isser Nidus.
Right, that's because...
The Isser Nidus is wrong. It can't be because of the Isser Nidus.
Because of
Avelis. Because Isser Nidus, there's no Isser Yichud. That means the Isser Nidus is wrong. So I ask you then, so why doesn't he have to be poiresh outs needed? Why not? Because Dam Sulim is not Dam Nida at the end of the day.
Where are we getting that from, though? He says because the reason why you would not have, why you are allowed to be in Yichud with her is not because Dam Sulim is not Dam Nida, is that Dam Sulim is, once he already was with her, so Sukkah Bas Hashanah is able to be with her in Yichud.
Right.
That's what Tosa says.
That's correct.
So where are we jumping now that, okay, now that also means like the Mishnah Rishona, that Dam Sulim is not Dam
Nida. Right. Because we're going to assume, right? Ezra's making a very good point, but we're going to assume that the word poresh, that the Bryce is talking about the same thing, okay?
All right.
That the Bryce is talking about the same theme, and the same theme is poresh outs avelis, and hu yashim and anashim is also outs avelis. And at the end of the day, why is it that you don't have to be poresh if the Bryce held that Dam Besulim was Metame Kenam Nida, why would there be an Isser Yichud? That's what I ask you. Answer that question. No. Answer my question. If Dam Besulim is Metame Kenam Nida, why is there an Isser Yichud?
There's no Isser Yichud.
Correct. That's why it can't be that Dam Besulim is like Dam Nida at the end of the day.
It could still be like Dam Nida, it's just that there's no Isser Yichud because of Sukkah Bas Hashanah. Saying, where are we jumping?
Is why do you have to jump and say that he holds like the Mishnah Rishona?
I mean, yeah, he says the Mishum Nidus given Dabal Ishto Yeshnaimo. That's Sukkah Bas Hashanah. Yeshnaimo is Sukkah Bas Hashanah.
In other words, okay. In other words, Ezra's saying, why do you have to make the jump and say that Dam Nida is not like. So you want to say that Dam Nida would be what?
Dam Nida. Dam Besulim would be Dam Nida, but he's allowed to have Yichud with her because Yeshnaimo, he was already with her once, it was fine.
Right. So what's the reason who Yashma Nashim? Because of Avelis.
Right.
So you're saying you don't have to make that leap, you're saying. Mm-hmm. You're saying you don't have to make that leap and say that the Brysa holds that Dam Besulim is not Kedam Nida. But at the end of the day, so what's the Pirish then? I disagree with you. I disagree with you, because if you were right, then you still could say Poresh because of that.
No, because he's not Poresh.
If you hold that the Bryce holds that Dam Besulim is Kedam Nida, then you could still say Poresh is because of that.
Why?
What do you mean why? You have to be Poresh because of that.
No, you don't, because Yichud is fine with her.
There's two concepts. Poresh means Altsbiya, and Yichud is separate. They're two different points.
So Poresh is not...
Poresh means the Biya. Poresh means from the Biya. That's why what you're saying is not correct. You have to say at the end of the day, this Brysa holds that Dam Sulim is not Kedam Nida. Because otherwise you could translate Poresh as being still out the what? Poresh is referring to the concept of Bia, yes.
I understand, but Tosfos was saying that the next part of the Brysa that said that the Yashin Ben
doesn't fit in well with that. Because it's talking, there's a difference as between Nisr Yichud and Nisr Bia.
Right,
Isser Yichud, Isser Bia.
So Rebbe's saying that the Poresh is talking about the Isser Bia.
Yes.
And later on is Isser Yichud. But I'm saying even if...
But included in Isser Yichud is what? Is an Isser Bia, right?
Right.
Correct?
Right, but what I'm saying is that even if you still say that Dam Besulim is Kedam Nida,
yes,
then you still can't explain the Braisa that Poresh is referring to Dam Nida because of the... addition to the Braisa that Hu Yashim Ben Anashim. Meaning Tosas is going on the point that...
Tosas is assuming what you're going to say by Poresh is going to be the same shot of Huyashim and Anashim.
Right.
And that he proves is wrong. Can't be Al Stam Nida because there's no Issa Yichud. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Correct.
But according to that, you can still say the Porush is talking, says that that he still holds Dam Basulim is Dam Nida. Meaning, Rebbe was saying that Porush, since you have to be separate from her, because you cannot be with her,
right,
shows that, since it's talking about a veil, it can't be Dam Basulim is like Dam Nida, because otherwise why would you be Porush? So what I'm saying is, why can't Tosus not be saying that? You say Dam Basulim is Dam Nida, and the reason why Porush has to be a veil and not Dam Nida is because later on in the Brayso, when it says,
I'll tell you why. Because according to your pshat, there's no symmetry in the Brayso. You're saying Porush is because of Dam Nida is like Dam Basulim, and then the next step in the Bryce is that Hu Yashim and Anashim. Not out because of what Nida, but because of the new Din of Avelis.
There'd be no symmetry in the
Bryce.
That the Hu Yashim and Anashim is explaining the Porush. That because Hu Yashim and Anashim, they can't be Nida.
That's not true. That's what I'm trying to convey to you. Porush is out to the Bia. Hu Yashim and Anashim is talking about the Isha Yichud. But you want to say that the Porush is out Silchos Nida and Hu Yashim and Anashim is out Silchos Avelis. That's no symmetry in the Bryce. That's not acceptable. So that's why I'm saying that Tosus had to say Porush means what? Means outs the Aninus, or outs what? Outs he's going to do the Kfura, and he holds at the end of the day, this Breitza holds, that Dam Basulim is not Kedam needed. What you're saying in theory, Ezra, is good, but it doesn't fit Pshat and symmetry in the Breitza. That's what I'm saying. You want to say the same Isser that Asser the Porush, which is the Bia, is going to also Asser the Yichud as well. Okay? That's what Tosus is assuming.
So we're saying, when Tosus was working off of Porush, he wasn't.
When Tosus is trying to say, prove it from the second that Porush might have meant Alts Dam Basulim, he was holding Dam Basulim as like Dam Nida, like that Mishnah, like the Mishnah Achron.
And then he says afterwards that no.
Then he says it's wrong because it doesn't fit the next line in the Brisa. So therefore, the whole thing it goes up in smoke.
I see.
You got me.
I think so. So we're saying we have to, because of that symmetry, because Porush is referring to Bia,
yes,
later on talking about the Ichud.
Correct, and we want it to be symmetrical. Correct.
And therefore, after he's already reached that point, then we go back and we say that really Porush implies that Dam Basulim is not Dam Nida.
What'd you say?
That really we're applying for the Brisa that
then it's referring to Avelis. And Dam Basulim is not Dam Nida, and he wasn't Porush because of that. He was Porush because of Avelis.
If it was Dam Nida, it wouldn't fit in with the race.
Correct. It wouldn't fit in. That's Tulsa's whole assumption. There has to be symmetry. Otherwise, you could make your split. Now, it would be strange. It doesn't read well. Porush outs, you know what I mean? The whole impression from the reading of the Brisa is your Porush outs the Hilchos Avelis. Not because of the Dam Nidas. So, I legitimatize with the Chassam Sofer. Why would you talk about Dam Nida all of a sudden now? Because you'd have a Hava Mina that even though Dam Basulim is normally like Dam Nida, but maybe here we would be Mekel, because it's 14 days. And therefore they still have to say that it's us. Kamashma, and then it's us. So you could legitimatize that. But at the end of the day, Tosa shoots it down. Because it doesn't fit the symmetry of the Yichud. You follow what I'm saying? You got it?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, good. That's the point. I'm glad. I'm very proud of you. You brought it out the point. There has to be symmetry, okay? That's Tulsa's assumption.
So at the end of the day, Porush is referring to not having Tashmish with her.
Exactly. Or like Rashi, to go ahead and do the Kfura. Correct. One of the two Pshatim. Rashi, Tamir, Rabbeinu Yonah. Tulsa's will agree with that. Correct. One of those two Pshatim. But there's three theoretical Pshatim that he shoots down. Yes, Avram. Go ahead.
So now I also got a little more confused.
Go ahead.
Maybe, could Tulsa just be saying that...
Wait, do you understand what we just said up till now?
Not
100%. What's your kash on it? Let me say it again. Let me say it again. We get it clear because we got a lot to do. What are we saying? We said three pshatim how to touch the word Porush. So what I'm saying is the third pshat was a theoretical pshat Porush als dam nidos, right? And Tulsa shot that down, right? But what was that theoretical pshat? What are you talking about? Hilchos Nida, Hilchos Avelis. Sam Sofer's kasha. There it is. Dam Sum are like Dam Nida, but I would think in this case, maybe it's not because it's 14 days. Kamashman, it would be. But Tulsa shoots down the whole shot. Why? Because there's got to be symmetry. The reason why your Porush is the same thing why there's an Isser Yichud. The Isser Yichud outs Nida. There is no Isser Yichud outs Nida. So it's wrong. So it can't be outs Nidas. Tulsa's whole assumption is the reason why you're being Porush is the same reason why Huyashim and Anashim, Huyashim and Anashim. That's what Tulsa's assuming.
Maybe, could Tosos be saying that...
You got that? Okay.
Could Tosos be saying that maybe Purish, you can't learn it from Purish because maybe Purish doesn't have to do with Avelis, rather it has to do with Damnida.
Yeah, and how does he reject it? You tell me how he rejects it.
Where does he reject
it? He rejects it.
Where does he reject it?
We read it. He rejects it for two reasons. Number one, that why is there an issue Yichu with Nida? It's mutter to have Yichu with the Nida if you live with her. Right? Came into Baal Ishto Yeshneimo, the number of Yosef the Samuch. Rav Yosef says in the bottom of the Omen, it's mutter. Vod, we assume it's the same rationale all 14 days. Tosis rejects it, Avram. That's what I'm trying, that's what we said. Tosis rejects this Pshat, but it's a theoretical Pshat.
What's the second reason why you reject it?
Because it's Mashmut, it's the same reason Asher all 14 days, Daniel.
Okay, what's the reason?
Avelus. Not first seven because of Dam Nidos and the second seven because of Avelus. All 14 are Mashmut because of Avelus. You got me? Not because of one, first seven because of Dam Nidos, second seven because of Avelus. Okay? You got it? You got it clear? He's rejecting it. That's what, Nisanel, read that again. Vo Marie, go ahead.
Vo Marie de Hani Mili.
Tavimatsi Lemeimar. That's a theoretical shot, but he says it's wrong. Aval. Right. You got it? From the word Poresh, why didn't the Gemara bring a riot from Poresh? You know why the Gemara didn't bring a riot from Poresh? Why didn't the Gemara bring a riot from Poresh? Because why? Because it could be Damnitis, right? There's three possible ways what how you can translate the word Poresh. Like Rashi Kfura, like special heter of Tashmita for Onain, for Bila Smith. After that, it's also, what's the third way? Damnitis. You cannot prove it from the first two parts of the Brisa. Hu Yashim and Anashim cannot be talking about Nidus. It's talking about Avelus. It's only talking about Avelus. All 14 days are out of Avelus. Okay? So at the end of the day, the Gemara proved it from which part? The third part. Now, once you assume like that, Ezra, you want to have symmetry in the Brisa. If you want to have symmetry in the Brisa, Poresh and Hu Yashim and Anashim are based on the same rationale. That rationale being Avelus. Why not Avram Nidus? You know why? Because this Brisa holds that Damnitis is not like, Dam Psulim is not like Damnitis. In theory, you could have said it, right? In theory, you could have said it. You could have touched the word Poresh for that, but we, at the end of the day, we bring a riot from the third part. Once you bring a riot from the third part, that shifts on how to reread the whole Brisa. Memela, how do you read the whole Brisa? Poresh has nothing to do with Damnitis. Why not? Isn't Dam Psulim like Damnitis? No. According to Mishnah Rishona, indeed it's not, and according to this Brisa, it's not either. You follow me? If you took the word Poresh in a vacuum, you could say it like that. But this is not a vacuum. Right? The Gemara later on brings a riot from the third part, not from the word Poresh. Why doesn't it? Because Poresh could be talking about Damnitis. Hu Yashim and Anashim cannot be talking about Damnitis. Once Hu Yashim and Anashim can't be talking about Damnitis, that sheds light how to read the word Poresh. You got me? Because of symmetry. Clear? Once you have what Hu Yashim and Anashim is talking about, it's a hard thesis. I'm glad we spent a lot of time on it. Once you know what Hu Yashim and Anashim means, that sheds light on the word what Poresh means. You got me? So then if Poresh means Avelus, why Taka is it not because of Dam Psulim? Because Dam Psulim is not like Dam Nidah, according to the Mishnah Rishon, and that's what the price is holding. Elder, you got me? See, what I don't want you to get confused about is at the end of the day, there are three theoretical pshatim of Poresh. Tosfos mentioned the third theoretical possibility of Poresh going through the three parts of the price that the Gemara proved from. That was his exercise. And through doing that, you saw a theoretical possibility of what Poresh was. But at the end of the day, according to Tysus, the topic of Yosh Mesh is Avelus. That sheds light how to reread the Bryce. So Poresh is also out of Avelus. Why isn't Taka not out? Why wasn't he Poresh out? Damnitis. Because Damnitis is not Damsum. Damsum is not Damnitis. You got it? That's the Shtukel Torah. That's the Chassam Sofer also. You got me? Yeah, go ahead, Ezra.
Just a question on the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah.
Yes.
That if they say that we're saying he has to be Poresh means he has to be Poresh from her when he's an Onim. However, Bias Mitzvah was okay because Bias Mitzvah is special.
Right.
So according to that, would they then say that theoretically speaking, in the case where you had to do you had to do bilas mitzvah, and it was already during the shiva. That would be mutter to do bilas mitzvah during shiva.
No, only during aninus we're going to allow it.
Or would they be any different?
So we'll see. We're going to see. It's a good point. We'll see. Okay, we'll see. All right, Mayor Simcha, you got a kasha? You got a klor?
Yeah, I was just going to ask based on the first half being close about bilas mitzvah within the Sam Sofer and the Ritva who talk about peruvot, meaning bilas mitzvah, we're making that anacha, and I think it's correct anacha that it's really just be rishon of what we mean bilas mitzvah, and not bilas mitzvah peruvot, meaning hey, tough thing, the couple didn't have kids, they still wouldn't be able to have bilas during avilas.
No, just bilas mitzvah, that's it.
Meaning
just be rishon. That's it, be rishon. Correct. Just be rishon, that's all.
The Ritva and Rabbi Hidegger both bring up the idea of getting married within avilas if the person doesn't have kids.
If we have to, I don't know if we're going to have time to get to the details. We'll talk about it otherwise. But it means only be a smitz.
Okay.
Be rishon. Yes, Daniel, go ahead.
Yeah, according to Rashi, it says that Purish means yes, the barrier.
Yes, bury his father. Bia is mutter. They're boil bilas mitzvah pirish. The Gemara says that bia was mutter.
And after that, bia is mutter.
No, after that, we don't know what Rashi's shita would be. Let's say I would imagine Rashi would hold that it's usser, okay? Because he holds like the Ashkenaz. I would assume he holds like the Ramban. That remember we discussed yesterday whether nihugi avelis during aninus. We don't know, but all Rashi's touches the word pirish, not speaking to whether another bia would be mutter. I would imagine that we hold that it's usser. Not like the Rama, okay? I would imagine you would all like the Tabin Rabinian, okay? All right, very good. Let's finish up the last line there. Go ahead. Go ahead and sign it. Guys, look inside. V'hashtu.
V'hashtu makmino etzpe v'aninos t'oraiso me'avilos t'rabbanon midei t'have an'ilas sandal v'ativas arosh v'chifias ha'mito.
Oh, now what's this all about? This is what Ezra just spoke to. What is this? What is Tosa saying? Tosa makes a very interesting point. What does he say? He says, what comes out from here is that we allow, we're more makel in aninus, which is a diaraisa. Where did we say that aninus is diaraisa yesterday? By Meisher Sheni and Korbanos, correct? Remember we said that? That's an institution diaraisa, and you're allowing tashshamita. Whereas avelus, which is an institution, it's the Rabbanan, according to Taisa's Shita generally. Taisa in the end of Moy, in the Moikot in the second day, and the Ashkenazic Rishon and the Rosh hold that all avelus is the Rabbanan. And in the matter of avelus, we were more machmer. So he says, no big deal. That doesn't bother me. He gives you three examples. Nilas a sandal is what? Right, not wearing leather shoes. Wearing the atifas rosh. Turning over the bed. All those things, he says, are mutter during what? It's interesting, he says, nilas a sandal. All those things are mutter during what? All those things are mutter during aninus. Why are all those things mutter during aninus? What did it seem from the Taisus? It seems from Taisus, I don't want to be medayek. You see, at first glance, I was thinking, oh, nilas a sandals mutter during aninus, maybe he holds like who? The Rambam, right? Nilas a sandals a little bit sticky, because atifas rosh and kfiyas amrita are proactive things, you follow me? Everyone agrees that those don't exist during aninus. Does everyone got that clear? Everyone agrees that atifas rosh, kfiyas amrita, shenani surim, they are positive things. You got to do that's there only during avelus, not during aninus. That shows that Avelis is more chomer than what? That shows Avelis is more chomer than Aninus. So Tos is not bothered by the fact that we're more mach, we ask for Tashma Shemita and Avelis, but we mach it during Aninus. We have a precedent for it already. Aninus is the Uraisa and Avelis is the Rabbanan, so what? As I said to one of the guys in Seder, what does the Gemara say in Armasechta later on in Nunvav, that in Dinim the Uraisa you don't need a Chizuk because people are holding them more? And Dinim the Rabbanan, people trivialize you need a Chizuk. So in a Hanami, it's not the end of the world. The only thing that bothers me about this Taisus, so that answers your Kasha answer. That's exactly what he's speaking to. Okay? That's why our Heter's B is only during Aninus, not during Avelis. And we have a precedent for it, that we find things that are mutter during Aninus, namely, there's no Chiv Atifas Rosh Kfiyas Amita, where there is during Avelis. The thing that bothers me is Ne'ilas Asandal. Because Ne'ilas Asandal is an Isser. Not allowed to wear leather shoes. It's not a proactive thing. Unless he held it as a proactive thing to go bare, you know, it's proactive to go wear non-leather shoes. You follow me? That's what you have to say. Because what the reason why I'm bringing it up, Daniel, is I don't want you to be medayik from here that Tosis holds like the Rambam that there's no isurim during what? There's no isurim during aninus. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying you could have read this Tosa and say, "Ah, what do you mean? There's no nilus asandal? Isn't nilus asandal an iser?" So, exactly. I'm saying that I don't want you to make that deal because I want you to view nilus asandal as a proactive mitzvah. Just like you're supposed to cover the mirrors, like the Rav said, kviyas amita. We don't do kviyas amita turning over the beds. The Rav said it's a kiyum by covering the mirrors. We said yesterday in shir. Also, atifus rosh wearing the hat. So the wearing la nether shoes is proactive thing. Proactive things are only said during avelus, not during aninus. I don't want you to be medak. Oh, isn't nilus asandal an iser? And since he's saying it doesn't exist during aninus, must be slam dunk that the Tosfos holds like the Rambam.
Why?
I don't want to make because Ashkenazi because we don't hold the Rambam and the Ritz Gaius are the only Rishonim that say that. You know what I'm saying? The Rambam and the Ritz Gaius and you, if you see, look in Shulchan Aruch, the one we quoted yesterday. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, nilus asandal is thrown in with what I have it in my office. The Yesod HaLochit. You want to just run and get it in the Shulchan Aruch. Bring in the Yesod HaLochit. This is the key. Real quick. Thank you very much. So in the Shulchan Aruch, he groups Atifus Rosh Kfiyas Amita with Nilus Asandal. So that's why I don't want you to make such a deal. We learned yesterday we had Machlekes between Rambam and Ritz Gaius on one hand. Are there any Yisuri Avelis during Aninus? Rambam says none. There are none at all. The Ramban argues and says that there is Yisuri Avelis during Aninus. I don't want to make a duke the fact that he says no nilus asana because he's viewing nilus asana as a mitzvah essay in this sense. You know what I'm saying? Wear non-leather shoes. Cover the mirrors. Wear a hat. You hear what I'm saying? Because we don't find Ashkenazic showing him holding like this. Okay, we got this clore. Now, I'll prove it to you in the Shulchan Aruch. So that's why I don't think, Lamaisa, that we want to make that deal. Clear? Okay. Fine. So we finished up the Tosfos. Lamaisa comes up. We worked hard at this Tosfos. Very hard Tosfos, Lamaisa. But we got it clear now. Okay? You got it there, Daniel? Yeah, if you look in the Shulchan, remember I told you yesterday that the Mechaber, thank you very much, Paskin like the Rambam, remember, in the Ritz Gaius, and the Ramah held like the Rosh, but the Chassam Sofer said not true, remember? The Chassam Sofer said really the Mechaber is moded to the Ramah. So, I'll show you this. Oh, here it is. We turn to the page. Baruch Hashem. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, Shin Memav Sefei. Listen to this. Kol's manchel nik bar mitz eno choletz minol v'sandal. Veno chayev ativis rosh v'kvias amita. There it is. See, it's thrown in with that. You follow me? And the Chassam Sofer writes, the Mechaber really is moded the Ramah, that there are Yisuri Avelis during Aninus. You follow me? Not like the Rambam. You follow me? So I'm saying, just because you put in Nilus Asandal, what did Tosfos say? Tosfos said there's no Nilus Asandal during what? Tosfos said there's no Nilus Asandal during Aninus. Doesn't that show there's no, isn't that like the Rambam? It doesn't. It doesn't show a thing. Because Nilus Asandal we view as proactive things like Ativis Rosh, and also like what? Kfiyas Amita. You follow what I'm saying? So therefore, because the proactive things don't exist during Aninus, they only exist during what? Avelus. Okay? You got that, Clort? What I'm saying is you cannot make a diuk from the line in Tosfos like the Rambam. And I'm proving it from the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch always groups those three together. You follow what I'm saying?
We're explaining Nilus Asandal is a active thing?
Yeah. I'm saying Nilus Asandal is to wear non-leather shoes. Cover the mirrors. Wear a hat. Proactive things are never found during Aninus. They're only found during Avelus. So you can't bring a riot from this line of Tosfos that Tosfos holds like the Rambam that there are no Isurim of Avelus during Aninus. Because those three are unique and special. Okay? And I'm proving to you that you lump together Nilus Asandal with the other two. You follow me? I don't want you to make that Duke in Tosfos. Clear? And that answers your point, Ezra, that we find that what? We do find that in this window of the Araisa, we're more Makel than what? Than Machmer. That's the sheet that's the Hezber that we have, the Theorist right here. The Yeshua says, Halacha Lamaisa, Avelis Lamaisa, has no Iker Min HaTayra. And even if you hold it was the Araisa Lamaisa, it's only when it's Yom Isa and Yom Kuru the same day. Okay? Fine. So that's the shot. Also, you know, another thing is, there's an Isser what? There's an Isser to eat meat and drink wine, right?
Aninus or Avelis?
No, we said that's only during Aninus. Even though Aninus is the Araisa, Avelis is the Rabbanan, and an onan to us to eat basar and drink wine, right? That shows you that it's an institution that's diraisa, like we said, lamaisa with carbonus, maishasheni. But nevertheless, we have the kulu. Okay, chlor, we got it. Okay, good. I wanted to do that thesis much quicker than we did, but the important thing is we have it clear. Okay? You got it clear? Okay. Let's go now, Viter. Okay. Now, there's a important point that I want to bring out. Let's just mention it briefly from the Rav Zatzal. Even though we said the Rambam, the Rif say the first day of Shiv is deraisa if the Yom Is and Yom Kippur is on the same day, I want to point out to you that there is a Rambam in Hilchos Korbonos, Hilchos Bias Amikdash, Perek Beis Alachir Aleph, that an Ovel cannot send Korbonos all of Shiva. Please get it down. The Rambam says in Hilchos Bias Amikdash, Perek Beis Alachir Aleph, that an Ovel cannot send Korbonos kol Shiva. The Rav said it's a Pella. What do you mean? Avelis is derisive is only one day. And it's Masha from the Rambam, this is a Din derisive. Masha from the Rambam is a Din derisive. The Korban is not near to even Bidyevit, says the Minchas Chinuch. It's got to be a Din derisive. It's just Reish Samach Dalit. So the Rav has this Chiddush, I want you to get it, that there's a shame Ovel throughout all of Shiva on a level derisive. That exists. The Nihugi and Nisuri Avelis are limited only to the first day, D'Raisa. The Rav, that's out.
You say it one more time?
Yes, in other words, the shame oval exists all of Shiva, Eli. There's a shame oval all of Shiva. But the Kiyum, the Isure, Nihugi and Isure Avelis is only the first day. That's why, Halacha L'maisa, you cannot send a Korban all of Shiva. Remember we said I was a collector's item. The Ram doesn't all Shiva's D'Raisa. It just means that there is a shame oval, Halacha L'maisa, there is a shame oval on the Gavra that exists all of Shiva. But the Surya Velas can only be the Arise of the first day.
So what shame?
Okay?
Where does Korbanos fall in play, though?
Korbanos is referring to the shame. You look at the shame. You have to look at
why,
the shame.
Why not the Surya Velas?
Because the Gemara Moy Kod and Tevav Meis says, Oval in Mishlai Korbanos, the center of Shimon Omer, Shlomo Bismanshu Shalem. When the Gavra is Shalem, Velo Bismanshu Onain. What does Onim means? Here doesn't mean I need a supposed Avelis, it means Avelis. And the Rashi there, it's not Rashi. The Perish on the Gemara says, Bidmanshu Shalem Bidaito, Shedaitum Yushevet Alav. That he's calm and he's happy. You follow me? So the Isuri Nihugi Avelis Eli is only one day Midi Araisa. Only one day Midi Araisa. However, the shame of Halacha L'maisa applies throughout all of what? Throughout all of Shiva. Okay? Throughout all of Shiva. Okay, that's the Chiddush L'maisa that I want to share with you. That was the Chiddush of the Rav. Yes, Daniel, go ahead.
What other
Nafkaminah
would there be?
He has other Nafkaminahs. He has a whole Mahalach here, but that's what I wanted to just bring up, L'maisa. Okay, maybe tomorrow we'll bring up another Nakuda. But that's what I want you to get today, okay? He discusses why does the Shem Misa and the Shem, why does the Kfur and the Misa have to be on the same day for it to be the Araisa, the Isuru. That maybe we'll touch upon tomorrow, okay? But that's what I want you to get to the Rav. That was the point I wanted to get to Tyson. Now let's get to the following, okay? It comes out, very interestingly enough, let's get the pshat. Why is it that Chazal did not want to be Oker Avelis and Yontav Sheni? Why did they not want to? Oker and Yontav Sheni. Halacha L'maisa, right? We know that if Yontav Sheni, the person is dies and buried, what's the din, Yossi? There is Shiva counts. Why does it count? Why weren't they Oker Yontav Sheni? Why is Yontav Sheni count as the day of Shiva? Why does Avelis win here, beating out Yontav Sheni? It doesn't win here. Halacha L'maisa. It loses. Sheva Brachas is first. So that was the Kasha that I wanted you to see. All the Rishonim are bothered by this Kasha. The Ramban is bothered by this Kasha. The Rifuah.
Why
in Yontav Sheni do we count as a day of Avelis? Avelis wins, but in our sugya, Avelis loses.
So
Avelis loses out to the Shuvah Simei Mishnah. Halacha L'maisa. What'd you say?
Yontav Sheni is still
on Noeg. You were Noeg privately. We count as a day of Shiva. We count it as a day of Shiva. It won. It does win. Privately, you do it, it counts. So why does it win there and here it doesn't win? Daniel, you got the Kasha? Yontav Sheni. If someone dies in his beard, you count it as the first day of Shiva, right there. Why does it beat out Yontif? Why does it beat out Yontif? The Avelis wins there. In our case, it doesn't win. It loses. You do the Sheva Brachas first. So that's the Kasha. So, number one, the Pshat is, You have to say. Okay, this is the Poshup Shat the Ramban says. I gave it to you. Simcha Schosen and Kal is man Simcha. And there's no Ava B'makom Simcha. Yontif Sheni is not defamed because of the Avelus.
Who says
this? This is the Ramban. Yontif Sheni is not defamed because of the Avelus. Because what's the Iker day of Yontif? How do you describe Yontif, Daniel? There's a Mikra Kodesh, there's an Issam Malacha. Part of the elements of a Yontif is Simcha, but that's not its essence. Simcha Schosen and Kal, its essence is Simcha. So therefore, it's got to beat out the Avelus. Here, Daniel, you with me? Here the Avelus wins.
Would you say it's different by Shmini Yisrael because it's mine, it's not the same?
You know, I would. I had a kash on this teretz in general, the way Relichusin always said it, that the definition between Shabbos and Yontif, Shabbos we say Chiluk Malachas, you do all 39 and Chayav 39. What about on Yontif? There's no Chiluk Malachas. So the Gemara in Makkos Chaf Amid. So Relichusin once said Pshat, because on Shabbos, the Iker thing is the Issa Malacha. So the 39 distinct categories.
Yeah.
On Yontif, the Issa Malacha is a manifestation of having Simcha. So according to Rav Lichtenstein, the Iker is Simcha. But that's not what the Ramban is saying here. I thought what Rav Lichtenstein said is against the Ramban in his thirds. Okay? The Ramban is saying the essence of Sheva Brachos is Simcha. So obviously what? If the Avelus is going to lose. You have to have the Sheva Brachos first and then the Avelus.
What's he saying is the essence of Yontif Sheni?
No, again, Yontif Sheni, Yontif is Mikra Kodesh and is Issur Malacha. One of the elements is Simcha, but its essence is not Simcha. So it's not defamed. It's not Mischala. It's not Mischala.
What does that mean, its essence is Simcha?
Sheva Brachos, is the essence of the day is Simcha. So therefore, Avelus cannot beat it out. The essence of Yontif Sheni is not Simcha. Therefore, the Avelus beats out the Yontif Sheni, and we count it as a day of Shiva.
What is it?
What did you say?
That it's
Yontif, that it's Asur B'Malacha, it's Kodesh. I'm just saying that answers against what Rav Lichtenstein said. You follow what I'm saying, Daniel? You got that down against what Rav Lichtenstein said. Like Gabi, how it was Masber, that there's Chiluk Malachas on Shabbos, ain't Chiluk Malachas B'Yontif. Okay? Because there he said the Issur Malacha on Yontif is a manifestation of the Simcha, therefore it's not 39 distinct categories. It's all one Issur. That's one answer. One second, Abi. Let's get to Terutzim. Second Terutz, Lamaisim. The second teretz is, the Ramban says, second teretz, very interesting, and the Ritva says the same thing, that if you know it, Yom Rishon of Avelis D'Oraisa, and then you do the Sheva Brachos, what are you going to do, the 6 days of Shiva afterwards? You can't do that, they need to be consecutive. You need 7 consecutive days of Shiva. So you can't do first 1 day of Shiva, then do the Sheva Brachos, and then do the 6 days of Shiva. They're not Ratzav. The Ramban and the Ritva say this teretz.
Why don't we just do all 7 of Avelis first?
What'd you say? You can't, because Sheva Brachos has the Kedima. They had Bia. They had Bia, remember, that generated the Sheva Brachos.
Oh, so we're saying only the first day would be...
The first day you do, because it's the Uraisa. So do the first day, do Sheva Brachos in the next 6. You can't do that. They need to be Ratzav. They need to be Ratzav. That's the second Teretz, okay? That's the second Teretz, okay? And the third Teretz, Lamaisa, the Ritva said, and this is really the Ritva's first Teretz, Ritva said like this, Yontif Sheni is only a Safek. And therefore, since it's only a Safek, the Chachamim were not Oker the Din Avelus Shabbat. It was only a Safek. Yontif Sheni, what do you mean? Why should we get rid of the Avelus? It's only a Safek, Yontif Sheni. Whereas Sheva Brach is not a Safek. So the three Terutzim of this Kasha is, the three Terutzim of this Kasha are, the Kasha being is that why does Yontif Sheni win? And why does the Avelus beat out Yontif Sheni? And here, the Avelus loses the Sheva Brachos. Three terutzim. One terutz is what? The essence of the Simchas of Sheva Brachos is the Simcha. Yontif Sheni is not defiled by the Avelus. Because Yontif Sheni is an Isser Malachic. We said that's against the Lichtenstein. Second terutz is you can't do the do first day of Diraisa, and then do Sheva Brachos, and then do the 6 days of Shiva. Because why? You need Ratzav. And the third terutz is Yontif Sheni is a Suffolk anyway. So why should Avelus lose out to a Suffolk? Here it's the Avelus against the Vadai. The Avelus will lose out. Those are the three terutzim we want to say to this kasha. Okay, you're going to kashas afterwards. Okay, you're going to kashas afterwards, Lamaisa. Because I want to finish up because we spent a lot on the tais. The Meilin. So that answers why there's Yontif Sheni. This brings us to the next Nakuda. Okay.
What about the rush?
Lamaisa. What'd you say?
What about the rush?
Go ahead.
Meaning, saying, going with Jesus isn't Avelus the Reisa, and therefore how could
Right, we discussed that yesterday. We gave the answer to the Rosh yesterday. Yeah, we said the Rosh yesterday. Very good. We either said because it wasn't really the Oraisa, remember? Or we split it up. The Rotsav, correct. That was the Rosh and Siman Hey I wanted you to see this morning. Correct.
Ready?
Okay. Yeah, first Avram and then Daniel. Real quick, go ahead. What do you say?
I would say maybe the first answer is not so good because we see maybe Rasukah is the essence of Simcha.
That's what I said from Rebuchadnezzar. Yeah, I said there's a din of Isra Chiluk Malachas, Makas, Chafam and Beis, Shabbos and Yom Tov. If you offer 39 Malachas on Shabbos, you have off 39 Chatos. What have to do the Malachas on Yom Tov? It's only one punishment. Why? Because on Shabbos, it's Shomor. There are 39 distinct Yisurim of Malachas. So we break it up. On Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah of Simcha, and therefore there's an Isra Malacha, but therefore what? A manifestation of what? Of Simcha is Nisra Malacha. It's all to get Simcha. Therefore, you don't break it up. You follow me? They're not distinctly Surim themselves. Exactly what I said from Rav Lichtenstein. That answers against Rav Lichtenstein. That's what we said. Get that Kasha down, we said. Maybe that's why the other two Terutzim don't hold the first Terutz. You follow me? My Kasha, what we said from Rav Lichtenstein. Yes, Daniel, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes.
According to the second answer, why don't we have continuity? Why don't we do the first or 7 day of Avelut and 7 day of...
You have to have continuity.
So you do 7 day of Shiva, and then 7 day...
You can. Shiva brachos have to be days. First because of the Bia.
Oh, it has to be first because of the
Bia. Yes, you do. Yeah, because you have the Bia. That's the Kula that's going on here.
Can we hold up
that's the Kula. The Kula.
You can hold it up, the Shiva.
No, once you have the Bia, you do the Shiva brachos.
Right,
that's the Kula. Right after. That's the Kula of our Gemara. That's the Kula Gedolah of our Gemara.
Why don't we postpone the Bia?
What did you say?
Why don't we postpone the Bia with the Shabbos?
Because this is the special Kula in our Gemara. That's the whole Chiddush of our Gemara, Ezra. That we're giving a special Kula that if the death happened on Monday, we allow the Chasen on Monday. Because this is a big hefset of the food. You're going to lose all the food. Daniel, you're going to lose all the food. That's the whole word of the Gemara. The death was on Monday. We allow the wedding on Monday. Right? That's the whole word. The Kula Gedolah of the Ramban says. We don't want the food lost. Yes, Mir Simcha, go ahead.
Can we answer a question that Ramban from the Rosh by saying that in a Hanami, Yom Tov and Sukkot is all about Simcha, but it's a Derabanan anyway? I mean, what's the Derabanan? Velas Deres, I'll have a Velas Medocha.
That's the Terence that we said, Lamaisa. First of all, the Rosh said it's not the Eraisa. It's only a Rambis, remember? It's only a Rambis. The Rosh. Avelis Yom Rishon is not really the Eraisa. It said it only was a Remes, right? That's how the Rosh said it. It's only Remes. Rosh gave two Terutzim yesterday, right? Either like the Adrama was the Eraisa, Simchas Chasim was the Eraisa, or the Avelis is not really the Eraisa itself. It was just a Remes. Okay. Now this brings us to the following. I want to get to this two Mahalchim. Let's get them. We're supposed to do Masha Baruch too as well. Okay. The Iker is the clarity. I want you to get everything clear. Okay. This brings us to the following. Let me ask you, Akash. It's amazing. You know, and this Daniel asked me, you got to know this. We said this yesterday. What happens if someone dies and buries his loved one before Yom Tov? What's the din? What's the din? Yom Tov's Mevatel Shiva, correct? Right? Yom Tov's Mevatel Shiva. What happens if there's a death on Moed itself? Shiva starts afterwards, not Mevatelin. Okay. That's Chlor. This is in Yordan, Simon Shin Sadi Tes. So the Shiari Knesak Daila quotes the Chuvis Edis B'Yankiv. Our case, Chassin's father dies. He gets married, does the chuppah, buries his father. What does our sugya say? Sheva brachas, Shivas Mishnah, then Shiva. What happens if Yontif happens in the middle of his Sheva brachas? What happens if Yontif happens? Everyone get this down, please. We don't have time to write it on the board. I want you to get it down. What happens if Yontif is chal in the middle of the Sheva brachas? Yontif.
What's the problem?
He says you're done with Shiva.
Why doesn't
he says you're done with Shiva. He says Beferis, it's like the regal, it's like the regal's Mavata, the Shiva.
The double Sheva brachas and Yontif?
Yeah, you had Sheva brachas and then you have Shiva, but the Yontif came in the middle of the Sheva brachas. You got me?
Second Shiva is Mavata.
Yes, yes. So Rabbi Kivager says he can't, Rabbi Kivager asks, he can't believe it. That's what I gave you. He said the Shiva hasn't started yet. So if the Shiva haven't started yet, how can you say the regal's mevatelet? You heard Akasha?
Because you're not
a Veyos Vitzinah. You hear Rabbi Kivager? Okay, so if Shlomo Eger in the Gilyon Marashah says, what happens if someone has a loved one die on Sukkot? What's the din we just said? The Shiva's after Sukkos. He says, I don't understand. Sukkos, you're observing the Durim Shabbatina like Avram said, right? And Yontif of Shemini Atzeres was at the end. So why can't you say it's Pogeya that? And the whole thing should blow up. So too, when the Yontif happens in the middle of the Sheva Brachas, right? It should be a... How could you say that it's Mavatal the Sheva Brachas? You follow me? How do you say it's Mavatal the Shiva? See, Rabbi Shlomo Eger strengthens Rabbi Kivek. Let's see it in there. You hear what I'm saying? Again, Nachamo. What is V'chidush V'shar K'nesaklub Shem Nevis Yankiv? He wants to say that you have the Sheva Brachas and then you have the what? You have the Shiva. So if the Yontif happens in Sheva Brachas, Mavatal the Shiva. Frank Rabbi Kivek, the Shiva hasn't even started. Plus the fact of Shlomo Eger says, what happens if someone dies on Sukkos? God forbid. There was a burial in Kolomoy. What do you do? Firm Shiva Tzinar being knowing to Kolomoy. Then you come to Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, Shemavakal Shiva. We don't do that. We do the Shiva afterwards, right? So Shlomo Eger says the same thing here. It's a pell of this psak. But he does close by saying, I'll give a little bit of a svara. What would the svara be? The svara would be that maybe Shiva Shemei Mishta is not regal mamish. It's like Shabbos. And therefore, since it's like what Shabbos, we assume the Avelis has started. Isn't it who Yashem ben Anashim, who Yashem ben Anashim? During the Sheva Brachos, aren't they being Noach Dvarim Shavitzina? So maybe it's like Shabbos. So maybe in a sense it has started a little bit, and then when the Regal comes in the middle of it, of the Sheva Brachos, it's Mavatalim. You hear the svar?
One more time.
I'm saying Rav Shlomo Eger says, I could give a little bit of a svar for this psak of the Shark and Ezagdol B'shin Shut Edis Yanko against his Abba. Because he says, just like in our Gemara, that during the Shiva Shemei Mishnah is not Regal Mamish, it's like Shabbos, right? It's like Shabbos. So therefore, Halach Lomais Dvarim Shabbatzina, what? And that's what he says. It's not Ke Regal Mamish, it's Ke Shabbos. And Dvarim Shabbatzina are Noach. So maybe to a certain degree, we would say that it started a little bit. Maybe we could say it started a little bit. You follow what I'm saying? So if it started a little bit, therefore, Halach Lomais, the Regal's Pogeabo, and therefore it's Mafsik in May Mishnah. You're divorced? It could be like Yontif as well. You know, that's a general, we're going to get to it another time, but that's a big machloikus. The Kesef Mishnah claims in the Rambam that Dvarim Shabbatzina are mutter on Yontif. That's the whole Shtikl Torah we have at Bikur Cholim with Rav Shulti, right? In Nicham Avelim. That Dvarim Shabbatzina are noig on Shabbos, but not on Yontif. Ain't dover noig b'dir Avelis klal, says the Rambam. Kesef Mishnah says nothing is noig. The Tur and the Rush argue. Remember we said the Tur and the Rush argue? That Dvarim Shabbatzina are noig? No matter what, everyone, it says in the Gemara, during the Shiva Shemei Mishnah, Dvarim Shabbatzina are noeg. So therefore, there is a little bit of Avelis there, so maybe when the Yontif comes, it is Mavsik. So you hear the Psak. I do hear the Psak. Against the Kasher of Rabbi Kivega. I want you to get that down.
How will we know it, like Rabbi Kivega?
Lamaisa, how will we know it, Gledine? Yeah. Whenever there's a Machloik, is Nichols Avelis, we always go Lekulim. Alacha Kedivra Meka Bavel. So maybe you would say it's Mavatulim. Even like a Shita Sichidah, the Gemara says, Halacha Divrei HaMeikel. So maybe, Daniel, maybe Ladini would be Meikel. Yes, Ezra, go ahead. You got this?
Yeah, but
go ahead.
Why is the Yontif Mafsik Davelis? Like, why?
The Miri writes the mitzvah of Simchas Mavatalin. The Rambam, the Miri says the mitzvah of Simchas Mavatalin. That's what he writes.
Why don't we just wait till the Yontif is over and then just do the Davelis then?
What'd you say?
Why don't we wait till Yontif is over and then do the Davelis then?
We don't, because the mitzvah simcha is mavatal, because you need ratzav. It started already. It's mafsikit in the middle. If it's mafsikit in the middle, that's the din.
That's what we're saying. There was no mitzvah means that it started, and that's why the mafsikit.
Yes, that's the lumdus. That's the lumdus, why the regal is mafsikit. Correct, that'll be the lumdus. I'm just pointing out, I want you to get in your notes, that the Kesemish is Mevaik in the Ram, that on Moed, Dvarim Shabbatzina are not knowing at all. He could even have Tashmimita with his wife. Unlike Shabbos. Shabbos, the Gemara says, but it's awesome. Dvarim Shabbatzina are noeg. Okay, but I'm just saying that the Gemara says black on white, Sheva Brachas, Dvarim Shabbatzina are noeg. So you can say it started a little bit for the regal to be what? For the regal to be Mavatalit. Yes, Abba.
Is there a day that on Shabbos be
no, it's against the Gemara. Absolutely not. Dvarim Shabbatzina are noeg on Shabbos. That's one of the reasons why Shabbos counts as a day of Shiva. Another reason is you never have seven consecutive days, according to the Ramban. You have to count Shabbos as a day of Shiva. Ramban gives two reasons.
I remember seeing that somewhere.
No, Chas V'Shalom.
Shimon Gamliel says that or something?
No. I don't think so. Tasha Shemit is also in Usher on Shabbos. Torah Mishnah B'tzinu Noik. And Yontif is a machlokes Rambam we're putting out. Okay, let's get to the next point. Okay, we have to do Matzah Ruach maybe another time. We'll see. Okay, well, we'll see. Maybe if we have a little bit of time, we'll start it. Okay. The next Nakuda I want to get to is the following. Oh. And that is this Kiddush, okay? Why is, let's take it one step further now. Why are the Yemei Mishnah not all the Yemei Avelis? This is an offshoot of what we just did. Why don't you just count the Yemei Mishnah as the Yemei Avelis? You did do Dvarim Shabbatzina? No. Yer Dekasha? Daniel? You did observe Dvarim Shabbatzina? So why can't you count that as the 7 days? Yer Dekasha? You did observe Durim Shabbatzina. Interesting. Now the Gaonim say,
I don't understand the Kashi
is the Ramban quotes, Allah Lomaisa. The Gaonim say if you bury a loved one on Yontif, even though Yontif doesn't count as Shiva, Yontif Sheni's Midrabanan does count. Remember we said that? Yontif Sheni counts as a day of Shiva. Is that correct? We said that before. If Yontif Sheni counts as a day of Shiva, why can't the Shiva Yimei Mishnah count as a Yimei Shiva? It's also the Rabbanon. What's the difference in Yontif Sheni and the Shiva Yimei Mishnah? Why does Yontif Sheni count as Shiva Yimei Mishnah not? You're observing Dharma Shabbatzina? You're the Kasha? That's the Kasha Lamaisa that the Ramban points out here. It's a tremendous Kasha. Okay?
Ramban?
Yeah. That's what Lamaisa, the Kasha is. Okay? Now, I was thinking the Kasha doesn't start if Yol Shiva's Mei Mishnah's D'Oraisa. It's all predicated in Yontif Sheni's Mid Rabbanon, so it counted. So let Sheva Brachas count as the Rabbanon. If Yol Shiva's Mei Mishnah's D'Oraisa, then the Kasha doesn't start. But as I said, most poskim say that Shiva's Mei Mishnah is not D'Oraisa, it's only the Rabbanon. Pnei Yeshua asked why. Remember he said, Pnei Yeshua Mali Shua Zos, we mentioned yesterday in Shir. But okay, at the end of the day, everyone holds the Rabbanon. Yes, yes. Yeah, Midrabanan or Minig, correct. Best, correct. Might even be Minig. We're gonna get to it, Lamaisa. So that's the Kasha, Lamaisa. Okay, you got the Kasha? Clear, Eli, you got it?
Yeah.
Just like Yontif Sheni counted as a day of Shiva, count all the Shevi Min Mishnah. You're doing Durm Shevet Sinar Noeg. Oh, so the Teretz is like this, okay? The Teretz is the Ramban, the Rashba say, interesting. If you say you may Mishnah only Yeshiva may Avelis, it's a little bit of a joke. No? That means you didn't have one day that was Avelis before Hesia. It's a little bit of a joke. It's more than a little bit of a joke. At least Yontif Sheni counts because the other 6 days are going to be what? You're going to do Avelis before Hesia. Here, you never had one day before Hesia.
Who gives that answer?
That's the Ramban. The Ramban says it's Teretz, Lamais. Okay? Beautiful Teretz. Okay? It makes a lot of sense. He even adds on and he says, Allah Lamaisi says, aye, so maybe let the last day count for Shiva. So let the last day count for Shiva. You'll have 6 other days of Bifu for Hesha. At least let one day, let the last day of Shiva Brachos count as a day of Shiva. Teretz is that we want to make all the days of Yimei Mishnah uniform. They weren't machalic.
Why does Avelis need to be Bifu for
Hesha? Because otherwise it's a joke.
What does it mean?
The whole Shiva was Bitsina? There's got to be some days of Bifu for Hesha. Very simple. That's what I mean to say. It would be a joke.
But I'm saying,
I'm glad you asked me because it doesn't. It's not mistaber that the whole shiva your guy did was Bitsina. That's just not mistaber. You have to have at least a few days of the Fresia. Like in this case, we had with the lady in the shul lost her mom. At least she has 5 days before Hesia. The first two were not, but they have all the Bitsina. It's not shire. So then he says, "Oh, then let the last day count. They'll have the other 6 to be before Hesia. We have to be uniform." None of the days of Yemei Mishnah get counted Shiva. That's what the Ramban says. Okay. Now, the Ramban takes this a step further, and the Ran is Masbird in the Dapi Arif. The Ran says, you could be Mechalik, and this is a little bit what Yosef was suggesting. You could be Mechalik in Yontif Sheni and Shuvi Mei Avelis. Yontif Sheni is out Suffolk. What's the famous din? Suffolk Avelis Lekula. Suffolk Avelis Lekula. Yontif Sheni, what are you going against? You're going against a Suffolk. So you want to know whether you should do Avelis Yontif Sheni? Of course you should go do it. You should do it. Why not? Suffolk Avelis Lekula, just do it, Lamaisa. You're in an environment of a Suffolk anyway. Yontif Sheni is out of Suffolk anyway. So Suffolk Avelis Lekula. It's a little bit strange usage of it, because here we're doing the Avelis, you know what I mean? Here we're doing it. So in other words, I think what it means, Daniel, is that, oh, you might be doing something wrong, Lamaisa, because it's Anyantif. How could you do Avelis Anyantif? Amekum. It's Sofik Avelis is Lekula anyway, so Lamaisa, Sofik Avelis Lekula, we could do it, Lamaisa, because it's an environment of a Sofik. That's what I think he means, Lamaisa. Takanas Yemei Mishtis at Takanak Mura, therefore no way Yemei Mishtis can count a Shiva. Not a chance. Okay? Plus the fact, the Ron says, in the third teretz, the Ron says in his third teretz, he says, Shivas Yemei Mishtis Man Simcha, it's not Ola at all. It's a little bit what we said earlier. Yontif Sheni's essence is not necessarily Simcha, whereas Yemei Mishtis is, so it can't be Ola. It's like a complete stira. So, Anachamo, what are the three terutzim in this kasha? What are the three terutzim in this kasha? What do you say? What are the three terutzim in this kasha? Number one is what? No, what was the first terutz of this kasha? Why can't it complete? Because you can't have seven whole days that are private. Remember? That was one terutz. What's another terutz? Can't have seven complete days. So then do the last day? You can't. Every day is uniform. What's the second teretz we're suggesting? Why can't it be Oila? What do you say? Because this is on what? This is on Sofek. Correct. Sofek Avelis Lekula by Yontav Sheni. Sheva Brachas is a Takana Gmura Bevadai. So Yemei Misha can't be Kola for Shiva. You know what I'm saying? What he means by Sofek Avelis Lekula is that Yontav Sheni is a Sofek. It might not even be Yontav. So then do the Avelis. You know what I mean? It's a strange expression of Sofek Avelis Lekula. You know what I'm saying? But what it means is that we're makel to do it because the whole day here is only a Sofek anyway. So Sofek Avelis Lekula is not a problem. It's a little bit of a chudish with the phrase. What does he mean when he says Sofek Avelis Lekula in that expression? And what's the third terence? The third terence is that it's a stira. Shema brachas are mamish yimei simcha. Therefore, it cannot count as a day of Shiva. Ah, you're doing Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that's a side chumrah. But it's devoted as yimei simcha. It can't count as yimei Shiva. It's impossible. Oh, so this brings us to that Rabbi Kivager, which I wanted you to get, Lamaisa. Okay? Rabbi Kivager and Shin Mem Beis in that piece has the following suffix. What happens if a widower, an alman, named an alman, marries an almana? How many Yemei Simcha do they have? The Gemara says later on. Three. On Daf Ches. They have three Yemei Simcha. So let me ask you a question. In the exact same case that we have, an alman that marries an almana, can the 3 days, those 3 days act as what? Act as Yemei Avelis. What do you say in that case?
Yes.
Because you're going to have 4 days afterwards. That's one side. What's the other side to say? No, they made a chazam and a low pluk. That Yemei Mishta can never count as Sheva Bracha. It never counts as Yemei Avelis. He leaves it Sarachim Ledina. Fascinating Sufik Rabbi Kivager. In the case of an Alman, get it down. The Mirzan Almana, what's the din? Can you count those 3 days? That's the Sufik that Rabbi Kivager has. Interesting. Okay?
Why is he able to?
He's Sufik Ledina. He's Sufik Ledina. You want to say Sufik? That's when there's a Machlaikis here. That's when there's a Machlaikis. Maybe Avram. Maybe. Maybe in the Sufik also you'd be Maker.
Why would Yemei Mishnah have a lower status? Yemei Mishnah?
What'd you say?
Yemei Mishnah have a lower status?
No, because again, you'll be able to do the 4 other days that'll be before Hesia. So the 3 days will be Dvarim Shibitzinah, and you won't have the other 4 days you'll have before Hesia. So that's good reason. Or you'll say the main uniform never can ever count. Any Sheva Brachas, whether it's 7 or 3, can never count as Shiva. It's a Sufik. But he's working with that terror, that sad, that maybe the other 4 days makes it good. Allah Halamais. Okay? So that's the Chiddush that comes out. So now, what I want to just introduce, okay, and then maybe one day, Lamaisa, there were a few days before we did the last week, before we started 15 minutes early to do Alat Shuva. So we're back at the regular time. But maybe one day, because we got backed up, maybe one day we'll start 15 minutes early to do Mashiach Maruch. We'll see. But I want to just introduce one Nikud and then start a lock with Mashiach Maruch. We'll see. Probably not. Probably won't. But we'll see. I'd like to. But I know you guys are so busy. Maybe one day, though. Okay? Just want to point out, and this there'll be a segue into this, the Tysus tomorrow, that big Tysus. I hope you guys did some of it already. What is the halacha in a case where the mother of the chassan dies and the father of the kala? Ipcha. Notice Ipcha. What happens when it's Ibrahim? What do you say? What happens when it's Ibrahim? So, Tosis is adamant. Tosis is absolutely adamant, okay? That if there's a flip, what do? You bury the loved one, you do shiva, and then you push off the whole wedding and everything. Correct? That's what Tosis said. We'll get to all the details of Tosis tomorrow, Bishop. Because it's not a hard Tosis, but you can't skim anything. You got to go through it good. You got me? That's what Tosis says. When it's flipped, when it's the father of the what? Father of the kala, or the mother of the chassan, then you don't have any of this kula. You bury the loved one, push off the wedding. Do any Rishonim argue? Yes. Okay? There are Rishonim that are arguing on this. Okay? There are Rishonim, and I'll give it to you tomorrow, the Rosh and Siman Vav. Okay? There are Rishonim that say you do the same kula, but not exactly. What you do is, you put the mace away, you marry your Abia, and you get married, yes? Then you do the Levaya, then you do Shiva, and then Sheva Brachas. So it's a little bit different.
Why would there be a difference?
That's what we're going to... I want you to get this, though, okay? According to Tosfos, everything will be the same. No kulas. No kulas. You push off the wedding. When I mean everything the same, they're the same regularly. You push off the wedding, and you bury the person, you push off the wedding. But there is a shita, okay? There is a shita.
Who is that?
The Rosh quotes the shita, Lumaisa. The Rosh quotes the shita. It's really the Rif. The Rosh is mendaikit from the Rif. The Rif's of the shita, it's still a little bit different. You put the mace away, you get married, you have bia, then you do bury the person, you do shiva, and then shava brachas. Okay?
Put the mace
away. Put them on the side, get married, you have bia, then you do the Leviathan, then you do Shiva, and then you do the Sheva Brachas after that. Okay? So that we're going to have to see with the long Tosis tomorrow with that Shita. But I want to start just a few.
When do you do the Sheva
Brachas? After the Shiva. After the Shiva.
So after 7 days.
After the Shiva, yeah. So let's close with some Mashiva Ruch, and we'll have to pick it up more another time, as you show, okay? Let's see. Okay? What happens, Alach Lamaisin? We know you're supposed to start Mashiv Ruch Moed Agoshim. When? Shmini Atzeres. Why not at Ma'ariv? Because a lot of people might not be in Shul, and there might be different factions. And Lamaisa, therefore, what's going to happen? Next year, Lamaisa, we don't want one group thinking one thing, one group thinking another thing. So someone didn't come in Shul at night might think they started at Ma'ariv. You got me? Why don't we start at Shachris? Because you can't make the Hachraza. We can't make an announcement, some of Gula Tefillah. And if you start at Shacharis, some people are going to think you started last night. And next year they're going to start at night. So the Yerushalmi says we start at Musaf. Now there's a Machloikas, Ashkenazim, and Sephardim. Please get it down. Nusach Ashkenaz, the Gabbai announces before the silence from Nesrei, Mashiv Ruch Merit Agoshim. He's got to say the whole thing. Can't just say Mashiv Ruch. Because Mashiv Ruch is not Ma'akim. He's got to say Mashiv Ruch Merit Agoshim. Merit Agoshim is with Ma'akim. When he makes the Achraza, he's got to do it. And if we're in the silence from Menesrei, we say it. Nusach Svardas, he doesn't say a word. In the silence from Menesrei, they don't say it. They wait for the Chazan to feel his Geshem. They pick it up at Minchit. And they start saying Mashiv Ruch Moed Agoshim. You follow me? That's the difference between Nusach Ashkenaz and Svard. Halach Lamaisa. Yes? Daniel, that's what you did, right? Both Daniels, right? You start saying it by Minchit. That's Nusach Svar. Yes, go ahead, Jacob.
What would happen for the according to the Ashkenazi opinion that you started the silence when I say Musaf?
Yes.
If what happens if one time the Gabbai or whoever doesn't say it, and then you're not supposed to say it? Then
if he doesn't say it, you're not supposed to say
then
it.
Then what happens when we have the same problem that we had? Why we didn't say Umar? Because people will think, oh, we didn't say this.
No, that was, it's already too late. We can't worry about that. Everyone's in shul by now. Okay. He's got to announce the full thing. Let's close with the following halacha. Machlokes of Moshe and the Chofetz Chaim, Mishnah Berurah, once you get it done. V'nemon ata l'achos meisim, Baruch Ata Hashem, you realize you didn't say Mashiv Ruch. What do? Says the Mishnah Berurah, you say, Lamdeni chakech amein amein, selaved, poskin tehillim. Then you go back and say, Mashiv Ruch Merin Gosh, and then say, V'nemon ata l'achos meisim, Baruch Ata Hashem,
v'chayim meisim. Wait, you start from from that
one? Yeah, you could start from right there, or you could go back to Atagibor, whichever one you want. But you could go
say the whole bag of Bechad.
Right. You could say, or you could say the now. You don't have to. You could go, especially then say the now. And Atal Chosim, the Bruch Hashem. You could go back. It doesn't make a difference.
You say more.
You have a choice.
If you say more Atal, it
doesn't help. More Atal does not help for Mashu Ruch Ruach
Hashem. You still have to go back.
Of course.
And I saw, if you say more Atal, you don't even go back.
No. No, if you say Moria Tal, it's not good for Moshe. But I want you to get this. Listen. You're thinking the other way, Avram. Okay? Says the Chofetz Chaim, Mishabru, that you say, follow me? Reb Moshe says it's wrong. How can you start reciting a pasuk in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and Tehillim? Says Reb Moshe, you say, V'nema Natal Chofetz Chaim, Ruch Toshem, Mechaim Esim, and Tochnei Dibur, say, Mashmur, Ruch Mer Negashem. You know what Tolkien and Ibur is? The amount of time he says, Shalom Lechem Rebbe Yomori. And then you go on to Atak Kodesh. No problem. That's a machlech, a moishin, the Chofetz Chaim. Agabi, there's a lot more details we got to do. But Lamaisa, we'll have to pick it up another time. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Keep it up, guys. Friday and Chazon. Amazing day. Amazing day. Jacob, have a good day. Good day. Have a good day. Okay, good.
Thank you.
Good to see you guys. All right, very good. Too early for